Hilchos Shchenim, the Laws of Neighbors, Chapter 9. This chapter contains 13 halachos dealing with things that a person may not do within his own property in order to avoid causing any damage or injury to his neighbor's property, which is adjoining. Halacha Aleph, lo yachper odam, a person may not dig, boyer, a round well, veloy shiach, or a rectangular well, veloy mara, or he may not excavate a cave, veloy yavi amas hamayim, nor may he dig an irrigation ditch, veloy yasa bereches hamayim, nor may he dig any brook or pond, lishrois ba begodim lechabes, where he soaks garments for laundering. None of these things may be done b'tzad kosloi shel chaveiroi, at the edge of one's own property, if it's beside the wall that separates it from his neighbor's property, and the wall belongs to the neighbor. He may not make any of these things there, Elohim kein hirchik mikoisel shel chaveiroi, unless he removed it from the wall of his neighbor, shloisha tvochim, at least 3 handbreadths within his own property, away from the wall. The yosid besid, and he also has to coat it with plaster or with clay, lekoisel boyerzeh, the wall of this well, oy mikveh hamayim zeh, or this place where water is collected, oy koisel ho'amo, or the walls of the irrigation ditch, have to be plastered mitzat chaveiroi, and he has to plaster it on the side that faces the neighbor's wall, kedei shelo yavliu hamayim, so that the water will not soak into the ground and weaken it, because all of these cases the ground next to the wall would become weakened v'yaziku koisel chaveiroi, and they will damage the wall which belongs to the neighbor. Halacha beis marchikim es hagefes, if one collects things in his own courtyard or his own property which caused some kind of a chemical damage to the ground or to nearby objects, so he has to keep them at a distance away from his neighbor's wall. Marchikim es hagefes, he has to make a distance with a gefes. A gefes is olives that have already been pressed, and the residue after the olives are pressed, the solid residue still has oil in it, and it produces a great deal of heat even when it's just sitting there. B'es hazefes, or pitch, which also produces some chemical reaction, and some say here not zefes, but zevel, some texts have, which would mean manure. It also heats up. V'yas ha-melech, or salt, which causes a chemical damage. V'yas ha-sid, or lime. V'yas ha-sloyim, or very heavy rocks, because these press down into the earth and weaken it. All of these things have to be kept away, mikosle shel chaveiroi, from the neighbor's wall, shloisha tfochim, at least 3 handbreadths, oy sod besid, or in case of the chemical substances, he has to line them with lime or plaster so that they will not cause any damage. Umarchikim es hazeroyim, similarly, one has to move away a place where he plants seeds, v'yas hamachresha, or the plow, v'yas haguma, or the cesspool where urine collects. All of these things have to be kept away min hakoisel, from the neighbor's wall, shloisha tfochim, at least 3 handbreadths. Halochi gimel, marchikim es harechayim min hakoisel, one has to move the millstones away from the wall, shloisha tfochim, at least 3 handbreadths. Min harechayim hatachtoina, and this 3 handbreadths is measured from the lower stone of the millstones, which is bigger. Shehem arbo min hoel yoina, and this turns out to be 4 handbreadths away from the upper millstone. Why does one have to keep the millstone at a distance? Kedei shelo yonit oisoi, so that it will not, when it's moving, it's a very heavy moving weight, it will not cause the wall to move and vibrate. Oy kedei shelo yevahalenu bekoil harechayim, or so that he will not disturb or annoy the neighbor with the noise of the millstones. Halacha dalet, marchikim es hatanur min hakoisel. If one builds an oven which contains the fire in its inside and the food is put inside, this gets very hot, it has to be kept away from the wall shloisha tvachim, at least 3 handbreadths, mikarko isoy, measured from the bottom of the oven, and the oven is wider at the bottom than at the top, so it's shehem arba misfosoy. So this ends up being 4 handbreadths distance at the top of the oven. Kidei shelo yecham hakoisel, so that it will not heat up the wall. Halocha hei, even shahakoivis makke begodim aleo ache yislavnu, a stone, there's a special stone that the launderers use. Before we had washing machines, the garments would be soaked, and then and before they had washboards, they used to use a heavy stone, which would stand there in the yard, and they would take the soaked garments and they would smack the garments against the stone to clean them. So the stone that the launderer smacks the garments against until he cleans them, tzarech laharchikoisa, he has to keep it away, arba ames mikoisel shel chaveri, at least 4 cubits from his neighbor's wall. Shebeis shakoivis make oleho, because when the launderer smacks the wet garments against the stone, hamayim nitazim, water splashes from the garments, umazikim hakoisel, and it splashes on the wall and damages it. Halochevov, lo yashtin odam mayim bitzad kosli shel chaveiroi, one may not urinate along his neighbor's wall next to it, elo im kein hirchik mimenu shloisha tvachim, unless he keeps the stream of urine at least 3 handbreadths away from the wall. Bamed varim amurim, when does this rule apply? Bekoisel levenim, a wall that's made out of bricks. Aval bekoisel avonim, however, if the wall is made out of stones, which are less susceptible to chemical damage by the urine, yarchik tefach, he need only keep away a distance of 1 handbreadth. Vimhoyu ho'avonim tzchiach, if the stones were very massive, dry stones, smetzchiach sela, made out of large stones, which are not at all susceptible to damage, mashtin b'tzidei b'loy harchoka, he can urinate immediately beside the wall without any distance at all. Halocha zayin, marchikim es hasulam me'ashoivach arba ames. If one has to lean his ladder in order to repair on his own property, and the base of the ladder is in his neighbor's property, and we learned in the previous chapter that he's permitted to do so while he's making repairs, nevertheless, if there's a chicken or pigeon coop in the neighbor's property, the ladder has to be kept away from that at least 4 cubits. Kiladei shaloi tikpoitz hanemiya ba'eis shemaniach hasulam, so that when he's putting the ladder there, it will not be next to the coop, and a nemiya, this is a wild cat or some other kind of wild animal, will not be able to jump onto the ladder, v'talel ha'shoivach, and go up into the coop, v'teichel ha'goizlis, and eat the baby chickens or pigeons. Halochechez, umarchikim es ha'koisel, min ha'mazchilo shel chaveiroi, arba ames. If someone's roof or someone's wall was immediately adjoining someone else's property, the person in the adjoining property, if he wishes to build a wall at the edge of his property, he cannot build it immediately against the neighbor's wall or roof if there is a drainage gutter there that drains water out. Then he has to keep the wall at a distance from the drainage gutter, arba ames, at least 4 cubits, kidei sheyia mokim lebal hamazchila liskoif sulam ulatakin, so that the one who has the drainage gutter will have room to put down a ladder there and set it up so that he can repair latakin hamazchila shaloi, he can repair his gutter when he needs it, hoyil behechzikba, since he already has a long-standing right to keep the gutter there draining at the edge of the property, he also has the right that he cannot be obstructed from putting a ladder there into the in the other property when he has to repair the gutter. Halochetes Reuven shehoye kosli samach lekoisel Shimon kemin gam. If Reuven had a wall that was adjoining Shimon's wall in the shape of a Greek letter gam, the Greek letter gam is shaped like our dalid. That is, it's at a right angles. Ubo Reuven lases koisel sheni, and now Reuven wants to make a second wall at right angles to his first wall, keneged koisel Shimon, and opposite to the original wall of Shimon, achayasa hashloishik solim kemin beis, so that the three walls will now appear like the letter beis. Had a Shimon ma'akivalov, Shimon can prevent him from doing this. Achayarchik mikenegde arba ames, unless he keeps it at a distance from the opposite wall at least 4 cubits. Why? Kidei sheyia hamokim shal shnei haksoh, bein shnei haksoh givim haksolim rochov, so that there will be a wide space between these two opposite walls, because the wall at the end of the space belongs to this person, it belongs to Shimon, and Shimon wants that people should be able to come all the way up to his wall. Kidei sheyadushu boi rabim, so that the public will come in up to his wall and trample the ground next to the wall with his chazik horetz, and by the constant trampling of the ground becomes impacted firmly, and the wall therefore will have a better support. And if there are two other walls at right angles to this one and close together, the public will not be able to enter between those two walls, and they will not come close to Shimon's wall and trample the ground. B'me dvarim amurim, when do we say this rule? B'koisel gina, if it was a wall adjoining a garden, or b'koisel chotzer, or a wall adjoining a courtyard, b'ir chadosha, in a city that has only recently been built. And therefore, there's still need for people to come in and trample the ground and strengthen it. Aval be'ir yishona, however, if it's an old city, kvar nischaska, it's already been strengthened, and there's no need for people to trample it further, and therefore, boine kenegde beloy harchoke, he can build another wall at right angles without any distance from the first wall. V'chein in loy hoya ba'oidach koisel Shimon shaboyne kenegde arba ames. And similarly, if Shimon's wall against which he's building this new one is not 4 cubits long, einei marchik, he does not have to make the two walls any specific distance apart. Even though if he builds them close together, it will obstruct people from walking there, he doesn't have to do it. Because Shimon's wall that is less than 4 cubits long, it doesn't need to be strengthened by trampling the ground. Someone who desires to dig a well at the very edge of his field, lismeich lemeitza chaveiro, immediately against the property line between himself and his neighbor, im sedei chaveiro einei osa leboiris, then the law is as follows. If the neighbor's field is not one where one ordinarily would dig a well, soimech, now this first one can then put his well immediately against the property line. Ve'eina yochel limchoiz biyodai, and the neighbor cannot object to it and prevent him from doing so. Ve'im yimlech haveri lach per boi betzidoi, and now if the neighbor later on changes his mind and decides to build, to dig a well on his side of the property line, tzorech laharchik min hakoisel, he has to dig his well at a distance from the walls of the first well, at least 3 handbreadths. So that between the inner space of the two wells, there will be a distance of at least shisha tvochim, at least 6 handbreadths. And even though by digging the first well immediately at the boundary, later on when the neighbor will want to build a well, will want to dig a well, he'll have to keep it away 6 handbreadths rather than only the regulation 3 handbreadths. Nevertheless, since that field was originally not intended for digging wells, he cannot object at first. If, however, the neighbor's field was one that was ordinarily that one would ordinarily build or dig wells in, then the first neighbor cannot dig his original well immediately at the property line. He must first move a distance of 3 handbreadths from the property line, and then he may dig his well. Because since the neighboring field is a field where one would ordinarily dig a well, so then when the neighbor comes to dig his well, he also will only have to keep a distance of 3 handbreadths in his field, and he can dig at a distance of 3 handbreadths, and there will remain a distance between them of 6 handbreadths. Halacha Yudalef, Habayis v'Haliyah shel Shnayim. If there were a house with a downstairs house and an upstairs story, and it belonged to 2 different people, one the downstairs and one the upstairs, Lo yase bal habayis taner b'teir beisoy, the owner of the downstairs house may not build an oven inside his house, Elin kein yeshle al gabav goiva arba ames, unless there is a space above the wall, at least above the oven, at least 4 cubits between the oven and his ceiling. Otherwise, the heat that gathers above the oven will penetrate up to the upstairs and will cause a damage upstairs. V'chein lo yamid bal hu'aliyah taner, and similarly, the owner of the upstairs cannot place an oven in the upstairs, ad sheyiyu tachtov ma'aziv v'shloish ha'tzvochim, unless the flooring underneath the oven is at least 3 handbreadths thick. This is the rule, 4 cubits downstairs or 3 handbreadths upstairs, when it's an oven which has the fire inside and gathers a great deal of heat. Ubakira, if however we're dealing with a kira. Kira is an oven which is open on top, and you place the pots on top of the oven rather than inside, and it's long so that you can place 2 pots on top, and it does not gather as much heat as a tanur, as an oven, then tefach. It's enough 1 handbreadth, you don't need 3. The imtanu shall nach toimim hu, these ovens that we were talking about are the ordinary ovens that private people keep in their houses. If, however, it was a professional oven that professional bakers use, and it's much larger and has much more heat, tzarech sheyehei tachtev arba tvachim, he has to have a flooring under it more than usual, not less. It has to have 4 handbreadths under it instead of 3. Ubekira shall nach toimim, and if we're dealing with a kira, that's a stove that's open on top and has less heat, but it's a professional stove of professional cooks, and it's hotter than the ordinary stove, you need shloisha tvochem, 3 handbreadths, not 1. V'afal pisha hirche kashir, all of these measurements that we said that you have to keep a distance, these measurements are to permit him to build it in the first instance. However, even once he built it, and he did keep the proper distance, he's nevertheless responsible for any damages. In Yotzas Ho'esh V'Izika, and if the fire spread out and caused the damage, Mishali Masha Ha'izik, he has to pay for all the damage that he did. K'moshe Yizboyer, this word should probably be Nizboyer, as has already been stated, B'mekoyma, in the proper place, that is in Hilchis Nizkeimamin in chapter 14. Halocha Yudbeis, Misha Hoysaloy Chanus, Tachas Oitze Chaveiroi, someone who had a store underneath the storage place of his neighbor. He had a store downstairs, and the neighbor had a storage upstairs. Lo yasa boy lo nachtim veloy tzaba, he may not use the store downstairs for a bakery, veloy tzaba, nor for a dyeing establishment where you dye cloth, veloy refes bokar, nor may he use it as a stable for cattle, veloy yachnis sham as pasta v'chayotze behem. midvarim she'oila mehem hevel cham harbei. He may not have any chemical plant for the manufacture of dye downstairs, or any other thing that causes a lot of steam. All of these things that we spoke about cause a lot of steam, which goes up to the upstairs. Mipnei shehachoyim mafsid peyus oitzer, because the owner of the upstairs has a storage for fruit and other produce, and the heat and the steam will spoil it. It will spoil the fruit that's being stored upstairs. Lefichach, therefore, im hoya oitzer yayin be'eretz Yisrael, if the storage upstairs was a storage of wine in the land of Israel, she'ein hachoyim mafsidoi, wine of the land of Israel is not spoiled by the heat, hareza oisa b'chanusei kol melechasei she'yirtza, then the one who has the downstairs store may do any kind of manufacturing that he desires. Avalo yaser efes boker, but he may not even in this case make it into a stable, b'pnei she'mafsid reyach hayayin, because the smell of the stable penetrates upstairs and spoils the smell of the wine. V'inhulziku hachanus b'tchila l'refes oy l'nachtim v'chayoyitzi b'hem. However, if the owners of the store downstairs have already established it as a stable or as a bakery or some similar thing, which we stated at the beginning of this halacha that it's forbidden, it's already been established there before there was storage of fruit upstairs. Va'achakach rotza bal holiya lasis aliyosei oitzer, and only thereafter did the owner of the upstairs decide to make a storage of fruit upstairs. Eina yochel limchis biyodei, then he cannot object to what's happening downstairs. Halocha yud gimel kibet bal habayis veribet aliyosei, if the owner of the upstairs swept out the floor of the upstairs and he sprinkled water on it to clean the floor, oishariba b'chaloines, or he installed additional windows into the upstairs. All of these things were done kidei lasis by oitzer in preparation for converting the upstairs into a storage house. V'kodam zeh, and the owner of the downstairs, as soon as he saw him doing that, he went ahead v'yosa tanur, and he made an oven koidem sheyachnis peiros la'oitzer, before any produce was actually brought into the upstairs. So that the owner of the upstairs indicated his intention to make it into a storage before the downstairs brought the oven or other forbidden thing in, but he didn't actually make it into a storage. Or he actually began to put fruit in there in storage upstairs before the oven was built. But all he had stored in there meanwhile was sesame seeds, or pomegranates, or dates, or similar things, which are not damaged by the heat. And the man downstairs put the oven in after he had put these things upstairs, but before he had put wheat upstairs, which could be damaged by the oven. Or the owner of the upstairs made a hollow platform on top of his floor. Lahavdil bein hachanus ubein haoitzer, in order to divide the store between the store and the store downstairs and the storage place upstairs. In all of these things, he has indicated that he intends to use the upstairs for storage, and after he so indicated, the person downstairs put the oven in before the upstairs was actually used for a storage. Nevertheless, bechol elu, in all of these cases, bal oitzer me'akev alav, the owner of the storage upstairs can prevent the owner of the downstairs from bringing the oven in, because once he has done some act which indicates that he's going to use it for a storage, he has acquired the rights to use it as a storage, and the downstairs cannot do anything that interferes with that. However, we give the upstairs the benefit of the doubt only when the downstairs has not yet done it. So since the upstairs has claimed the right, we give him this right. But the law is actually in doubt, and therefore, if the person downstairs not only intends to put the oven in, but has actually put the oven or similar thing in, then ein bal hoitzeh yochel lahoser hatana b'cholelu. Then in all of these cases, the owner of the storage upstairs cannot force the owner of the downstairs to remove the oven, because since the downstairs has now put the oven in, he is the one who has established his right here. And since the law is in doubt, we cannot force him to remove it.